Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
As I mentioned, Jeremy Gray joins us from Indiana University. What is your official title in this day and age? It's Associate Athletic Director of, is it fan engagement and other stuff?
You know what? Let's just go with Senior Associate Athletic Director and call it a day.
All right, that's good. Because
the rest just changes the font on the business card.
Or it's a 3x5 business card instead of a...
No.
It's too big. We have to flip it over.
You know, times are tough for a lot of people, and you know, IU athletics included. But you know, you're hearing that the Cardinals and Reds are playing today. That's a really good thing. And you know, congratulations to Coach Johnson on his first victory, as his daughter and my daughter are co-participants in the Bloomington Figure Skating Club. So some great things happening all around.
And sports is an interesting way of escapism, as we've learned over the years. But here in Bloomington, Jeremy, it's a stark reality, because until it seems like people are truly affected, I don't know if everybody was taking COVID-19 maybe as seriously as we needed to. But now we've seen, and when Zach Osterman joins us on Thursdays and goes over the math of what departments are losing, that's very, very real money. And I don't know how you guys are going to make it through, in the sense that if there aren't sports happening, but we're going to talk about some happy things today, that's for sure. But as we learned, and Chuck was helping us on Friday, furlough, everybody's going to take 2 weeks between October 1st and June 30th, because that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, it is the reality of the situation. The entire staff will be taking at least 2 weeks. And then there's some event-based staff that the furloughs are more significant. And it's an extraordinarily challenging time for everyone across, you know, all industries, to be quite frank. This has just been an enormously difficult 6-month period of time. Let alone the families that have lost loved ones to the pandemic, but the economic ramifications of the pandemic and how it's been dealt with, you know, have come home, and you know, we're a tough group of people. We're going to fight through it, and we'll see it on the other side. But it has been a challenge for sure, in any number of ways, that frankly, the amount of time we have allotted to the interview, I couldn't even go over them all. So it's been really tough. And, you know, what we got is each other. And so we're just going to, you know, we're going to bind together and be ready for our students and our fellow staff members, and then be ready to play when that time comes.
And it seems like the testing results and everything else has been going on at IU. That hasn't been the problem, the athletic part of it. It's literally because the conference said we're not going to have a fall season. And when they've said that, now they've kind of backtracked that a little bit. Now we're hearing some rumblings here and there. Well, who should we be listening to in this case?
You know what? Just, you know, the releases of the conference office. You know, we're part of a collective unit with the conference, and, you know, we'll play when it's time to play. If I could get into the semantics of what you said.
Please.
Fall sports have been postponed.
They That's
have
right. Not, been not canceled. Canceled. That's so exactly. That is semantics, right.
Yes. So we hope to have our, you know, students prepared for competition as soon as, you know, it's allowed to take place. But we want to make sure we're taking every possible precaution to make sure it's in a safe environment as possible.
Yeah, it's got to be tough for the sports, not knowing when the postponement will reconvene. Are they getting the normal hours of practice they would in the in-sport seasons this time of year, like for soccer and field hockey and things like that, football?
They're able to work out, get instruction, you know, practice, you know, stay in shape. But I mean, you and I on the north side of Indianapolis were, you know, very average, mediocre athletes. So we remember what practice was like. Practice without games is a grind. And, you know, that's something that we've got to be mindful of too, is, You know, you practice to be good in competitions, and you know, so thoughts are with the athletes as well. As it's just not easy to practice without an end time in sight. So we're trying to hold it together for them as well. But yes, they are practicing, staying in shape, and getting ready for competition.
Yeah, it's like running is punishment. Running is not fun. That's what you do when you're not doing things correctly. Practice, man. Allen Iverson said it best. You know, we're talking about practice, but yes, right now, that's all we have to talk about. But how important is it from a standpoint of your department, inside your department, having the nutrition services and having the psychological services? And I mean, you never want to use that stuff to this, but boy, isn't that nice to have in place now?
Yeah, and I think Fred Glass deserves a lot of credit for this. I mean, you look at the first communication that was sent to our students, you know, after things were shut down in mid-March and mental health was mentioned with contact information for people they can contact if they're struggling. I mean, it's extraordinarily important in these times. And that goes for staff as well. And it goes for everybody in every industry out there listening right now. And, you know, we're way ahead of the game with the Excellence Academy and all of that as far as sports nutrition and sports conditioning and all of those things. And those people have been doing a remarkable job, as have our sports medicine folks. Dr. Andy Hipskin, who's our chief medical officer on down, they've done tremendous work finding protocols, policies, testing dozens of athletes in short periods of time, setting up plans, for our facilities for return to play. They've done amazing work over the last 6 months to make it as good as possible for our students who participate in intercollegiate athletics.
Jeremy Gray is our guest, the Senior Associate Athletic Director. How is your work environment? Are you at home full-time? Do you go into the office every once in a while? Give the folks a little idea about how you guys all stay in touch.
I would say the way you just described it is the way it is for me. So I would say the overwhelming majority of the time is at home, and you know, helping kids who are in online learning as well. Maybe having meetings at different times of day than what I'm used to, but it's the way to adapt to the current time. And then every once in a while, go into work for something that can't be done from home. I'd say 85% of the time, I'm on a laptop in the extra bedroom. With a bunch of old books and picture frames.
So you have the sweet background. I like that.
I got a great background. It's really, after about 2 weeks of Zoom meetings in March, my wife got me a desk from IKEA and sent me upstairs. So
you can take a hint, right? Yeah. We've had a couple.
I can take a hint.
I've commandeered the kitchen table. That's my spot. So we've had to do the same thing. The kids, there's a Amazon box every day that's something. It's a chair. It's something for the desk. But that's what it is now. And the good thing is we can laugh about it. But we just, is there a light at the end of the tunnel when you guys are going to go back? Or is this just a wait and see, just like probably a lot of other industries or businesses?
No, it's a wait and see. People who have essential in-person work can go back, but it's a wait and see for us. And it's a small price to pay to make sure we're doing the right thing during these times
and trying to get things rolling along as well. Now, this is interesting, and this is mainly the impetus for you joining me today. I want to learn about name, image, and likeness, and it must be a big deal because you guys have put together one large honking task force to get this all organized, and guess what? You're in charge.
Well, really excited about this. This legislation, has been passed to allow, student athletes who have these opportunities to be able to take advantage of them as long as it's within the guidelines and the rules. So compliance is a very important part of this process. But, if you're going to do something, you want to be the best at it. And very quickly on, we partnered with Open Doors in their Ready program. And they help with everything from, coaching athletes to you know, ideas for content creation and delivery in order to help them on their social media profiles, to have that as an opportunity for them. But then also thought, you know, there's a lot of places that have a good media school. There are a lot of places that have a good business school. Very few places are elite in both of those realms. And we would be crazy not to marshal the resources that we have on our own campus and the expertise that we have on our own campus to make sure we are the absolute best at it. And then the assistant coaches really are the boots on the ground when it comes to recruiting and communicating with prospective student athletes. So it's important to have a wide range of assistant coaches on there as well. You know, obvious ones in revenue sports, you know, make sense. But then also those that might have experience dealing with Olympic level athletes, or in, you know, sports, you know, such as men's soccer, that often produces people who go to the professional ranks, even though technically wouldn't be considered a revenue sport. So getting those people as part of our task force, and it's going to be different than a typical task force, which a task force typically, you know, is together for a couple months to, you know, plow through a specific issue you're trying to address in the short term. This is going to be like marketing or compliance or the ticket office or media relations or sports medicine. This is going to be an ongoing operating unit within the athletic department. And from what I can tell, it's the first of its kind in the country. So you take that plus the Open Doors Ready Now program, and we're trying to be ahead of the game in this.
That's you answered my next question. How many other people are doing this? And you seem to be first on the list, which is great. So when you're doing this, this is to recruit the athlete, promote the athlete, see all of the above.
You know what? You should be on the task force, because it would be all of the above. One, we need to let people know why it's a good thing to come to Indiana University, along with the first-class education and the outstanding playing experiences. We'd be dumb not to, you know, talk about how, you know, you're a Hoosier for life, and being a Hoosier is a very powerful thing. But then also, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we're setting up our athletes for success when they're here as students. And then also, you know, setting them up for success for when they leave, whether they go into the professional ranks or they graduate and go into the professional world. So, yes, it would be all of the above.
Now, just to put this for people who might not understand it as deeply, this is brand new uncharted territory for the most part. But somebody like Zion Williamson, who everybody knows about, he shows up at Duke and he's got, what, a million followers on YouTube or Instagram or whatever this is. Is that where we're trying to get? Maybe not to that level, but that's what we're talking about, right?
Social media would be an enormous opportunity for certain student athletes to be able to market themselves. And there would be people interested in the athletes, you know, marketing on their behalf. And yeah, I mean, I think you got it right there, that the student athlete as influencer is a really big and important thing. And, you know, something that's got to be considered, coached, and, you know, helped.
And the other part of this is, if you're not doing it, you're going to be, that's going to be one of the first things that someone will throw out there in the wonderful world of recruiting and say, well, they're not going to help you, we are. Who came up with this idea to put this charity? I know Becky Panty, who's a good friend of mine as well, is your co-chair on there. Where did this idea germinate, and where the genesis came, how, and who put the wheels in motion?
Well, I suppose it's always important for people to ask the question, and it's always important to give credit to the person who provided the answer. So we had assistant coaches asking a long time ago, what are we going to do about NIL if it happens? And Scott Dolson said, we're going to be the best at it.
I like that answer.
it was a big part of what he wanted to do early on, you know, as athletic director. It was something that he was thinking about long before the extraordinary circumstances of the last 6 months. But to Scott's great credit, you know, he's not dealing with just, you know, the crisis that's, you know, befallen college athletics related to the pandemic. He's still going about as much as he can business as usual. And he was the driving force on, you know, really getting ahead of name, image, likeness issues. So I'm not saying it just because he's my new boss, but he deserves all the credit in the world for pushing this task force forward.
Well, we have to give your old boss credit, too, because all the things that have been done on the athletics campus, you don't have to worry about those projects anymore because they're basically all completed, and you can give your full attention to a project like this.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that's, you know, it's sad, and I know it's near and dear to your heart because how much you love soccer and our soccer programs specifically, but, you know, the Tardy Center is kind of one of the last of the crown jewels of things that have been done on the athletics campus, and then the golf course earlier. You love golf and soccer, and while there's been understandable and very public celebration of everything from Bart Kauffman Field to Andy Moore Field to Wilkinson Hall to the North End Zone, to the Excellence Academy on the South End Zone, all of those major projects have gotten their just due. You know, we're doing virtual tours of the golf course and, you know, of the Tardy Center at, you know, Armstrong Stadium. Those are massive, massive and very important upgrades and projects that were completed, and Fred deserves a lot of credit for it. You know, Scott, as well as his deputy athletic director, it's sad. You know, we didn't get to unveil them in the same way that we did those other facilities, you know, Simon Scott Assembly Hall, Cook Hall, all of those. But yeah, very big deal. And to have those out of the way, this allows Scott to attack an issue like name, image, likeness.
And speaking of name, image, and likeness, we'll let you get out of here in just a second. How hard was it to convince the media school or Kelly School to get involved in such a project? Sometimes they're obviously busy about doing their things. What made this symbiotic for all?
I wish I could say, you know, it took, you know, 12 meetings and my brilliant arm twisting and
rough them up
negotiation
again
skills to get this done. But Ash Sony and Galen Clavio said absolutely. Galen agreed to it in a text message. So I think both entities are very enthusiastic about being a part of this task force and doing what they can to help. And, you know, they're going to be utilizing their students to help us out with it. You know, whether it's case studies or expertise on content creation for the athletes, they are going to do amazing things and utilize their students to do it. So, no, it was not hard. I think I got Galen to do it on a Monday and Ash to do it on a Tuesday. So,
put your feet up on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a pretty easy sell.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jeremy Gray is our guest this afternoon. We check in with the athletics department. And, okay, so now we have the legislation. Now we've got everything ready to go. When will this all start, and what do you have to do to get to that point? Or is it just something where the constant talk about, like you said, there's no beginning, no end to it. What's next, I guess, to get this rolling?
Yeah, well, it'll begin at the beginning of next year. And so we'll be there. Now, the task force is going to start meeting now. So actually, I think next week we have our first formal meeting since the formation of the task force. So we're getting to work on it now. And, you know, our athletes are going to be prepared to use it in the coming year. So it's an exciting time and really excited to be a part of it.
And one final question, because if someone is reading the press release or has read any articles about this, they will see the open doors. It's spelled not like open doors, it's open doors. I'm guessing that's someone's name or something. That tell me how they're involved and what this is going to do in their partnership.
Well, they do everything from evaluating a student's social media presence, what they do well, what they don't. They grade them, they coach them, offer them suggestions on how they can improve their social media profile. They aid in content delivery. There's just a lot that they will help with, and they are the absolute leader in this industry. And I believe we were the second school to sign on with them and publicly announce that we were part of the Ready program. We've actually worked with them in the past before NIL. They've helped with content delivery for a lot of things. They've been a tremendous partner for us. And they worked lockstep with people in the NCAA to make sure that they're doing this right and are set up to follow the spirit of the rule too. So, we're really, really excited about that partnership. And to, you know, while we're passing out assists right here, I got to give an assist to Linnea Phillips, who's in charge of our social and digital media, you know, a department in the Cuban Center. And, she really was a big advocate for it and pushed that one across the finish line.
Would you, if you did not have the Cuban Center, would this be as interesting to all parties involved, or did the Cuban Center just make it a natural, well, we've got this to start with, then you bring on Kelly, then you bring on media, it just, thank you, Mark Cuban.
Yeah, the Cuban Center's the Cuban Center basically was founded as part of a partnership with academic units on campus. You've seen all the student broadcasters, student content creators that we've utilized in years past. And so it's kind of a natural way that we operate as an athletic department. And I don't know if we would have thought to make those partnerships had we not had the Cuban Center and, you know, had those relationships and, you know, working arrangements over the last 5 years. So, yeah, I mean, I'll thank Mark Cuban till the day I die for what he has done for our athletic department.
And it's just fantastic to see this. You plant a seed, now it starts growing, now everything's spreading like kudzu. Fantastic. Now we just need to get everybody wearing their masks so we can get back in the stadium so we can start having tailgate parties and fun stuff and watching these student-athletes compete. I hope everybody takes this seriously and we can get back to that sooner than later.
You got it. Mask up, Hoosiers.
That's all the time. All the time. It's fun watching baseball, like you mentioned. It's fun watching the NBA in the bubble, okay. But for those of us who really love college sports, this is a Central Arkansas and Austin Peay is not getting it done on a Saturday night.
You got it. You got it. Hey. Yeah. We hope to see everybody in the stands. We will be back. We'll get through this and appreciate everybody's support, too.
Awesome. We appreciate your time, Jeremy. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch with you down the road.
All right, take care.
The fantastic Jeremy Gray checking in, the senior associate athletic director at Indiana University, talking about name, image, and likeness. And you can read all about it at iuhoosiers.com, the task force, and what it means and what they're going to do. And Jeremy gave us a great great insight to what's happening there and what's happening at Indiana University with furloughs and everything else. Yeah.